Five Extensions of My Appreciation by Krishna's Mercy.
ब्राह्मण भ्रमिते कौन भाग्यवान जीव गुरु कृष्ण प्रसादे पाए भक्तिलताबीज
Quote, according to their karma, all living entities are wandering throughout the entire universe. Some of them are being elevated to the upper planetary systems, and some are going down into the lower planetary systems. Out of many millions of wandering living entities, one who is very fortunate gets an opportunity to associate with a bona fide spiritual master by the grace of Krishna. By the mercy of both Krishna and the spiritual master, such a person receives the seed of the creeper of devotional service.
Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 19.151.
What is it that we are doing? Why are we bowing down in front of a deity? Why are we dedicating hours a day to chanting a single mantra? What is so special about that sequence of words, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare? What is it that we are looking to extract? Do we hope that by repeating the words enough times that something magical will take place? Will we become millionaires? Will our illness mysteriously disappear? Will we exact revenge on our foes? The Bhakti Yoga process can be understood through one word, appreciation. If we are ever thankful for something, if we are ever aware that we needed someone else to help us, if we ever consider that others have no obligation to us, that they have their own interests, and the manner that we prioritize our assignments on a given day. 1. The parents.
They were not perfect, but who is? They made their fair share of mistakes. I can't seem to remember any of them. Rather, I'm so fortunate to have had such great caretakers while growing up. It is no wonder that the Sanskrit word guru applies to the parents, as well as the commonly used context of the spiritual master. How much appreciation do my parents deserve? I don't think there ever could be enough. Every single day, anytime something good happens to me, anytime I see others showing love and support, I remember how the same was offered to me. My parents protected me when no one else was there. What kinder act can anyone do?
2. The Spiritual Guide.
Any formal ritual always has the attention to the spiritual guide at the beginning, offering obeisance, glorifying, remembering, honoring. The guru is everything to me. They literally pick me up and drag me out of harm's way. I was in terrible sorts, but they found a means of reaching me, someone they otherwise have no affiliation with. Our paths would not cross in the normal course. I have no idea why I got so lucky. That verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita must be true about the Bhagyavan Jiva. I am one of the fortunate ones. I received the mercy of the guru. I experience a higher taste. I am much happier now, but I will never forget who is responsible. There is no amount of payment which would be sufficient to repay the debt.
3. The sun.
The winter is finally gone. It will be summer in a few months, but we are already experiencing longer periods of daylight. It is like a long-lost friend has returned. The sun is so important. We take it for granted. We extract the benefits and give nothing in return. I at least want to acknowledge the importance. Not just the sun, but nature itself. The sun is the focal point around which so many institutions function in a predictable and reliable way. We living entities are really not the doer. Nature must first cooperate.
Prakritiha kriyamanani gunaha karmani sarvasha ahamkarvi mudhatma kartaham iti manyate.
Quote, the bewildered spirit soul, under the influence of the three modes of material nature, thinks himself to be the doer of activities, which are in actuality carried out by nature. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 3.27.
4. The Entire Cosmic Manifestation.
higher than nature is the entire cosmic manifestation. A person may claim to be an atheist, but they would never dismiss the concept of everything. We know that everything exists. This is the cosmic manifestation, but we hardly spend time contemplating such a concept. I understand that this aggregate is like the Adiactum Retina. It is the form which is unseen, but real at the same time. I am thankful to be a part of the universe. I am thankful for everything that I receive, for the ability to continue in an existence, for the opportunity to experience a higher reality.
Maya katam idam sarvam. Jagad avyakt murtina. Matsthani sarva bhutani. Na chaham teshva avasthita.
Quote, by me, in my unmanifested form, this entire universe is pervaded. All beings are in me, but I am not in them. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 9.4.
5. The Supreme Personality of Godhead.
It all starts with Him. He is the face behind the unmanifest. Everything is in Him, but He is not in everything. This means that He is not a subordinate to any concept, force, or being. Rather, everything rests on Him, like pearls on a string.
Matta partaran nanyat. Kinchid asti dhananjay. Mayi sarvam idam protam. Sutre manigna iv.
Quote, O conqueror of wealth, Arjuna, there is no truth superior to me. Everything rests upon me, as pearls are strung on a thread. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 7.7.
I don't really know what to say. I pay respect on a regular basis. This is more a formality. The truth is I always want to stay close by. I have fun in Upasana. I don't want anything in return. I just want to continue in this way, forever appreciating, until another force stops me. Even then I hope to continue, for life after life.
In closing, never before could see, but this gift given to me. Previously desperate to thrive, but now finally alive. Appreciating parents and guru guiding. Nature and cosmic manifestation providing. Supreme Lord the best friend to call. Who standing tallest of all?